important lesson that Obama received from the Bush administration is that the United States can't single-handedly launch counterinsurgency campaigns remotely. We need the help of local actors, because otherwise the cost to us in terms of blood and treasure will become too much. And furthermore, in the Muslim world, you always risk being perceived as an occupier, even when we have benevolent intentions. And so, to the extent that the Obama administration has a strategy, I would describe it as buck passing. Basically, what Washington wants to do is not put U.S. troops on the ground, really anywhere, but instead to rely on local actors, which will help to vet and train, and they'll be the ones taking on the terrorists. And so, in theory, I think that that's a good strategy, but in practice, it's very difficult, because in the Muslim world, there aren't many local actors with the capability necessary to confront Islamic State. Furthermore, their incentives often diverge from our own. And I think that we're going to see that increasingly as we try to train the Syrian rebels, because, of course, Washington's main goal is to eliminate Islamic State, whereas the rebels in that case are primarily motivated to remove Assad. And so very often you have a divergence in preferences between the principal and the agent. And that's the difficulty of buck passing when it comes to counterinsurgency.
So do you think the people who live in these countries have to correct the problem themselves?
Yes, ideally, there will be local opposition, which arises naturally in response to the indiscriminate bloodshed. And that does happen. You know, there is a precedent for that, certainly. Indeed, one of the main ways that terrorist groups go out of business is by imploding. They attack too many people indiscriminately, and the local population rises up. What I'm describing is the story of AQI, Al-Qaeda in Iraq, which induced the very effective Sunni awakening. The problem is that kind of backlash doesn't always happen, and it's particularly unlikely to happen when the local population views the government as corrupt or brutal. And that's really been the story in Syria, for example, where the Assad alternative is hardly seen as superior to Islamic State. That's one of the reasons why Al-Qaeda in Syria, Nusra, has been so successful in gaining power. It's also a reason why in Nigeria we haven't seen that sort of backlash, because the president, Goodluck Jonathan, is also seen as being brutal and corrupt. But in the absence of that, when there isn't a dictatorial leader and a terrorist group wields violence indiscriminately, there's a very high chance that we will see local forces rise up naturally, creating a backlash and thereby stripping the terrorist group of many of its members.